Title, Foundation. Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Part number 3. Part title, The Merchant Princes. Encyclopedia Galactica 116th edition. Entry, The Traders. Constantly in advance of the political hegemony of the Foundation were the traders, reaching out for tenuous fingerholds through the tremendous distances of the periphery. Through it all, they forged an empire more enduring than the pseudo-religious despotism of the Four Kingdoms. With psycho-historical inevitability, the economic control of the Foundation grew. The traders grew rich, and with riches came power. It is sometimes forgotten that Hober Mallow began life as an ordinary trader. It is never forgotten that he ended it as the first of the merchant princes.
It's something of a puzzle. In fact, and this is in the strictest confidence, it may be another of Harry Seldon's crises.
I don't know about that, Soot. As a general rule, politicians start shouting Seldon crisis at every mayoralty campaign.
I'm not campaigning, Mallow. We are facing atomic weapons, and we don't know where they're coming from.
Well, go on, if you have more to say, say it.
Very well. Have a look at this star chart. That over there is the Corellian Republic. Now, 3 trade ships, in violet under the convention, have disappeared within the territory of the Republic in the last year. And those ships were armed with all the nuclear explosives and force field defences.
What was the last thing heard from the ships?
Routine reports, nothing else.
What did Corell say?
There was no way of asking. The Foundation's greatest asset throughout the periphery is its reputation for power. Do you think we can lose 3 ships and ask for them back?
No, I see that.
Well, 3 ships lost in the same sector in the same year cannot be coincidence. And atomic power can only be conquered by more atomic power. The question automatically arises, if Corell has atomic weapons, where is it getting them from?
And where is it?
2 alternatives. Either the Corellians themselves have constructed them.
Far-fetched.
Very. But the other possibility is that we are being afflicted with a case of treason.
Do you think so?
Oh, there's nothing miraculous about the possibility. Since the 4 Kingdoms accepted the Foundation Convention, we've had to deal with considerable groups of dissident populations in each nation.
I see, but what do you want with me?
You're a Sminian. You know the Outlanders. You're a trader and one of the best. You've been to Corell and know the Corellians. And that's where you've got to go.
As a spy?
Not at all. As a trader. But with your eyes open. I want you to find out where the power is coming from.
When do I leave?
When will your ship be ready?
In 6 days.
Then that's when you leave.
But the mayor did allow you to send Mallow out. It's a point.
Oh, but such a small one, Manlio. It gets us nothing immediately. The whole business is the crudest sort of stratagem, since we have no way of foreseeing it to the end.
True. And this Mallow is a capable man?
If there is treachery, we need a capable man to detect the truth. And Mallow will be watched.
Look, Soot, what is worrying you?
I'll tell you, Manlio. We are in the middle of a Seldon crisis.
How do you know?
Reason it out. Since the Galactic Empire abandoned the periphery and threw us on our own, we have never had an opponent who possessed atomic power. Now, for the first time, we have one. That seems significant even if it stood by itself, and it doesn't. For the first time in over 70 years, we are facing a major domestic political crisis. I should think the synchronization of the 2 crises, inner and outer, puts it beyond all doubt.
And you've made your plans to meet this crisis?
Yes.
And am I to play a part in it?
Yes.
What?
Before we meet the threat of foreign atomic power, you have got to put our house in order. Now, these traders are useful, but they are too strong and too uncontrolled. They are outlanders, educated apart from religion. On the one hand, we put knowledge into their hands, and on the other, we remove our strongest hold upon them. Now, the cure must come quickly, before the Selden crisis becomes acute. It is obviously your job.
Mine?
I can't do it. As the mayor's secretary, my office is appointive and has no legislative power.
What about the mayor himself?
Impossible. His personality is entirely negative. He is energetic only in avoiding responsibility. But if an independent party arose that might endanger re-election...
Ah.
He might allow himself to be led.
Yes, Twer, I have heard of your campaign to get direct trader representation on the council, but why me?
I know what I'm doing. Do you remember when I met you last year at the traders' convention?
Yes.
Well, you ran that meeting, Mallow. You've got glamour, or at any rate, solid adventure publicity, which is the same thing.
Very good, but why now?
Because now the Actionist Party is splitting wide open, and we can finish it on a straight question of equal right for traders.
No, I'm sorry, Twer. I'm leaving next week on business. You'll have to get someone else.
Business? What kind of business?
Very super secret. I had a talk with the mayor's own secretary.
Soot! It's a trick. He's getting rid of you, Mallow.
If it's a trick, I'll be back someday for the reckoning. If it isn't, Soot is playing into our hands. Now listen, there's a Selden crisis coming up.
What's a Selden crisis?
What did you do when you went to school?
All right. If you'll just explain.
I'll explain. The future course of the Foundation was plotted according to Harry Selden's Science of Psychohistory, and conditions arranged so as to bring about a series of crises that would force us most rapidly along the route to future empire. Each Selden crisis marks an epoch in our history. We're approaching one now, our third.
Of course. I should have remembered.
Good. And I am being sent into the middle of the development of this crisis. There's no telling what I'll have when I come back, and there is a council election every year.
Are you on the track of something?
No.
Any definite plans?
Not the faintest inkling of one. We must improvise. I tell you what, how about coming with me?
Coming?
You were a trader before you decided there was more excitement in politics, or so I've heard.
Where are you going?
I can't say until we're out in spades. Well?
Suppose Soot wants me where he can see me.
Not likely. If he's anxious to get rid of me, why not you as well?
All right, I'll go. It'll be my first trip in 3 years.
Good. You know where the Far Star docks, don't you?
Yes.
Then I'll see you there tomorrow. Trading here. You might call this virgin territory.
Mallow, we've been here a week and done nothing at all. The local government won't grant us an audience. There's a guard around the field and there are ships overhead. Suppose they're getting ready to blow us into a hole in the ground.
They've had the week to do that.
Maybe they're waiting for reinforcements.
We're all waiting. They don't know what I'm doing here and I don't know what they've got here. But I'm in the weaker position because I'm one and they're an entire world, maybe with atomic power. I can't afford to be the one to weaken.
All right.
Certainly it's dangerous. Certainly there may be a hole in the ground waiting for us, but we knew that from the start. What else is there to do?
I don't...
Yes, Sergeant?
Pardon, sir. The men have given entry to a Foundation missionary.
A what?
A missionary, sir. He's in need of hospitalization.
He won't be the only one in a few minutes, Sergeant. Order them into battle stations.
Twer, get the officers together, except for the coordinators and the trajectory.
Right.
The men are to remain at stations until further orders.
man in without orders from me.
Pardon, sir, it was no definite person. It was a sort of mutual agreement. He was one of us, as you might say, and these foreigners, well, I'm afraid...
These men, were they under your command?
Yes, sir.
When this is over, they are to be confined to individual quarters for a week. You yourself are relieved of all supervisory duties for a similar period. Understood?
Yes, sir.
And now, get back to your gun stations.
Very good, sir.
Why the punishment, Mallow? You know the Karelians kill captured missionaries.
Where is this missionary? Get him in here.
Yes, sir.
An action against my orders is bad in itself, whatever reasons there may be in its favor. No one was to leave or enter the ship without permission. What's your name? Your name, revered one.
My son, my children, may you always be in the protecting arms of the galactic spirit.
The man's sick, Mallow. Order him to bed and let him have attention.
Don't interfere, Twer, or I'll have you out of the room. Your name, revered one.
I am George Palmer of the Anacreonian Worlds, educated at the Foundation itself, my children. As you are children of the spirit, protect me.
Enemy units in sight.
Maintain vigil, that is all. Someone turn on the televisor.
Pretty good, sir. There's thousands of them.
Lieutenant Tinter,
sir.
Get the outer speaker working and find out what they want. Ask if they have a representative of the law with them.
Yes, sir.
Mallow, you're bound to hold on to this man. He's of the Foundation and he's a priest. Those savages outside. Do you hear me?
I hear you, Twer. I've got more to do here than to guard missionaries. I'll do, sir, what I please. And if you try to stop me, I'll throttle you. Are you, revered Palmer?
My son.
Did you know that by convention, no Foundation missionary may enter Karelian territory?
I can go but where the spirit leads, my son. If the darkened ones refuse enlightenment, is it not the greatest sign of their need for it?
That's outside the question. You are here against the law of both Karel and the Foundation. I cannot, in law, protect you.
You hear them? How do you talk of law to me? A law made by man. There are higher laws. Was it not the galactic spirit that said, even as thou dealest with the humble and defenseless, thus shalt thou be dealt with?
Sir.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Sir, they demand the person of George Palmer.
And if not?
There are various threats, sir. It's difficult to make much out. There's someone who says he governs the district and has police powers, but he's quite evidently not his own master.
Well, master or not, he is the law. Tell them that if he approaches the ship alone, he can have the revered George Palmer.
But, sir,
quiet! I don't know what insubordination is. I have never had any experience with it. But if there's anyone here who thinks he can teach me, I'd like to teach him my antidote in return. All right, send him out.
Cursed be the traitor who abandons his fellow man to evil and death. Deafened be the ears that are deaf to the pleadings of the helpless.
Disperse to respective stations. Maintain full vigil for 6 hours after dispersal of crowd. Double stations for 48 hours thereafter. Further instructions at that time. Twer, come with me.
All right, sit down, Twer. Your 3 years in politics seem to have got you out of trader habits. You have no official position. You're here on my invitation, and I'll extend you every courtesy in private. But in the presence of my officers and men, I am Sir and not Mallow. And when I give an order, you'll jump faster than a third-class recruit, or I'll have you in irons, understand?
My apologies.
Accepted.
It's just that it's difficult to send a man out to be lynched. That governor can't save him. It's murder.
Really? Didn't you notice anything?
Notice what?
This spaceport is deep in the middle of a sleepy fire section. Suddenly a missionary escapes. Where from? He comes here. Coincidence? A huge crowd gathers. From where? The nearest city of any size must be at least 100 kilometers away. But they arrive in half an hour. How? What if the missionary were brought here and released as bait? Our friend revered Palmer was considerably confused. He seemed at no time to be in complete possession of his wits. Yes?
Sir, communication received.
Submitted immediately. Palmer was here against the laws of Corell and the Foundation. If I'd withheld him, it would have been an act of war against Corell, and the Foundation would have had no legal right to defend us.
Good theory. Where's the proof?
Half an hour after we hand back the missionary, we finally get a very polite invitation to the Commodore's august presence, after 7 days of previous waiting. I think that's proof enough.
There is no ostentation here, Trader Mallow. In me, you see merely the first citizen of the state. And that's what Commodore means. And that's the only title I have.
It is fortunate that I have you to deal with, then, Commodore. The despots and monarchs of surrounding worlds, which haven't the benefit of enlightened administration, often lack the qualities that make a ruler well-beloved, as I believe you are called by your fellow citizens.
Thank you. But to which qualities did you refer?
Your concern for the best interests of your people. Up to now, trade between our two nations has suffered because of the restrictions placed upon our traders by your government. Surely it has long been evident to you that unlimited trade...
Free trade?
Yes, free trade, then. Well, surely you must see that it would be of mutual benefit. There are things that you have that we want, and things that we have that you want.
But your people have always been so unreasonable.
Oh.
I am in favor of all the trade our economy can support, but not on your terms. I am not sole master here. I am only the servant of public opinion, and my people would not accept a commerce which sparkled in crimson and gold.
A compulsory religion.
So it has always been, in effect.
None of what you speak is at all what I suggest.
No?
No, I am a master trader. Money is my religion. All this mysticism and hocus-pocus of the missionaries annoys me.
Well said. The Foundation should have sent a man of your caliber before. But you've only told me half. You've told me what the catch is not. Now tell me what it is.
The only catch, Commodore, is that you are going to be burdened with an immense quantity of riches.
Indeed. And what would I want with riches? The true wealth is the love of one's people. And I have that.
You could have both, but it is possible to gather gold with one hand and love with the other.
Now that would be an interesting phenomenon. How would you go about it?
Oh, in a number of ways. The difficulty is choosing amongst them. Let's see. Well, luxury items, for instance. This object here, now.
What is it?
Can you fetch me a girl? Any young female will do. And a full-length mirror.
Let's go indoors. This is one of the Commodore's girls. Will she do?
Perfectly. Now, just fasten this chain around your waist.
Well, is that all?
Will you close the shutters, Commodore? Now, young lady, there's a small switch here just by the clasp. Will you move it upwards, please? Now, go ahead, it won't hurt you.
Oh, it's amazing. Astounding.
Isn't it?
As though the Aurora Borealis had been torn out of the sky and moulded into a cloak.
How poetic, Commodore. Turn it off now, my dear. Push the switch down gently. It's yours, Commodore. A gift for the Commodore.
Take it to her, my dear.
My lord.
How is it done?
That's a question for our technical experts. But it will work for you without priestly help.
But what could you do with it? Where does the money come in?
You have receptions, banquets, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Do you realize what women will pay for that sort of jewelry?
a fortune.
Ah.
And since the power unit of this particular item will not last longer than 6 months, there will be the necessity of frequent replacements. Now, we can sell as many of these as you want for the equivalent in wrought iron of 1,000 credits. You should be able to make about 900% profit on the deal.
I see.
And that's not all. We have a complete range of household goods, almost anything you like. Think of your increased popularity if you make them available to the public. Think of your increased quantity of worldly goods if they're available through a government monopoly with 900% profit. It'll be worth many times the money to the people, and they needn't know what you pay for it. Everybody will be happy.
Except you, it seems. What do you get out of it?
Just what every trader gets by Foundation law. Half of whatever profits we take in.
What did you say you wanted to be paid in? Iron?
That and coal and bauxite and nothing you haven't already got enough of.
Sounds well.
I think so. Oh, and still another item at random, Commodore. I could retool your factories.
Uh-huh.
Well, take your steel foundries. I have handy little gadgets that could cut costs to 1% of previous marks. I could show you exactly what I mean if you'd allow me a demonstration. You do have a steel foundry in this city. It wouldn't take long.
It could be arranged, Trader Mallow, but tomorrow... tomorrow. Would you dine with us tonight?
Thank you.
A symbolic friendly union of our nations. It will give us a chance for further friendly discussion.
Mallow, there's trouble, isn't there?
Trouble? No, quite the opposite. In fact, I'm in the position of throwing my full weight against a door and finding it was already open. We're getting into this steel foundry too easily.
You suspect a trap?
Don't be melodramatic. It's just that the easy entrance means that there will be nothing to see.
No atomic power. We've seen no evidence of it so far, and it would be pretty hard to mask all signs of the widespread effect it would have.
Not if it was just starting up and being applied to a war economy. Then you'd find it in the shipyards and the steel foundries only.
So if we don't find it there...
Then they haven't got it. Or they're deliberately not showing it. Take your pick.
As I said, the instrument is dangerous, but so is a buzzsaw. You just have to keep your fingers away. Just one more demonstration. May I have those two short lengths of piping? Thank you. Now, test that pipe. It's one piece now. Not perfect, naturally. The joining shouldn't be done by hand.
Twer, look.
What?
The blasters the guards are wearing.
They're atomic.
I know that, but look at the symbol on the butts. The spaceship and sun.
Well?
The spaceship and sun is the symbol of the Empire, Twer. Here in the periphery, after a century and a half, the Empire is emerging again.
Lieutenant?
Sir.
As from an hour from now, you are acting captain of the Firestar until I return. Or forever.
Very good, sir.
This envelope contains the exact coordinates where you will wait for me for 2 months. If before the 2 months are up, the Foundation locates you, this microfilm is my report of the trip. If, however, I do not return at the end of 2 months, and Foundation vessels do not locate you, return to Terminus and hand in this time capsule as the report. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
At no time are you or any of the men to amplify in any single instance my official report.
If we are questioned, sir?
Then you know nothing.
Yes, sir.
Is my lifeboat ready?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then I'll be away in 10 minutes.
Good morning.
Your door was open.
There is no need to keep it closed. Do you wish anything of me?
Yes. May I sit?
If the chairs will hold you.
Thank you. My name is Hoba Mallow.
I am Onumba, and one-time partition of the Empire.
Then this is Siwana.
What?
I had only old maps to guide me.
They must have been old indeed for star positions to be misplaced.
All I really need are directions to the center of government.
Do you mean the capital of the planet or the capital of the Imperial Scepter?
Aren't they the same? Didn't you say that this was Siwana?
Siwana, yes. But Siwana is no longer the capital of the Noanic Scepter.
Is the new capital far off?
It's on Osho 2, 20 parsecs off. Your map will direct you if it's not too old.
Well, 150 years.
That old? History has been crowded since then. Do you know any of it?
I'm afraid I don't.
You're fortunate.
Oh?
It's been an evil time for the provinces. Ruin and rebellion.
You sound as if the province were impoverished.
Compared to the wealth of the last century, we have gone a long way downhill. But why are you so interested in that, young man?
I'm a trader out here. I found some old maps and I'm out to open new markets. Naturally, talk of impoverished planets disturbs me.
Are you a trader? You look more like a fighting man. There is a scar on your jawbone.
There isn't much law where I come from. Fighting and scars are part of a trader's overheads. Now, will I find enough money here to make it worth my while? I take it I can find the fighting easily enough.
Easily enough. You could join our present gracious viceroy. Gracious by right of murder, pillage, and rapine.
That's not very friendly to the viceroy, Patrician Barr. Supposing I'm one of his spies.
What if you are? What can you take?
Your life?
It would leave me easily enough. It has been with me 5 years too long. When Siwana was the provincial capital, I was a patrician and member of the provincial senate. My family was an old and honored one. One of my great-grandfathers had been... No, never mind that. Past glories are poor feeding.
I take it there was a civil war or revolution.
Civil wars are chronic in these degenerate days. Our last viceroy aimed at the imperial purple. He wasn't the first to aim, and if he'd succeeded, he wouldn't have been the first to succeed, but he failed. For, as the Emperor's admiral approached the province to subdue him, we rebelled. The viceroy was driven out, and the planet, and with it the province, were thrown open to the admiral with every gesture of loyalty. But he wanted the glory of conquering a rebellious province. So, while the people were still gathered in every large city, cheering the Emperor and the Empire, he occupied all armed centers and ordered the population put to the atom blast.
On what pretext?
On the pretext that they had rebelled against their viceroy, the Emperor's anointed. And the Admiral became the new viceroy by virtue of 1 month of massacre, pillage and complete horror. I had 6 sons. 5 died variously. I had a daughter. I hope she died, too. I escaped because I was old. I came here. They left me nothing because I had helped to drive out a rebellious viceroy and deprived an admiral of his glory.
What of your 6th son?
He is safe. He has joined the viceroy under an assumed name. He is a gunner in his personal fleet. He visits me when he can and gives me what he can. He keeps me alive. And someday, our great and glorious viceroy will grovel to his death. And it will be my son who will be his executioner.